Yeah, that's a terrific question. I think that the mind that has visions is very close to the mind that can have these experiences. It is. I don't believe it's, even though you can do a conventional psychological studies don't distinguish abduction experiences from other folks, there are differences, and one of them is this kind of openness to visionary experience, either because people were already that way or because the experiences open them to a visionary kind of consciousness. A lot of times the experiences seem to begin in hypnagogic states, but that doesn't mean they're dream states. That would be a mistake.